I'm Andrew Richardson, and this is the second of my trauma release audios. This audio will guide you through what you can do to release yourself from what I call straightforward trauma experiences. When I use this word straightforward, I do not mean that the trauma was not very serious, or that it is not now affecting you very much. It could be a memory that is absolutely clear and powerful to recall, and that you feel you are living with it every day. No, a straightforward trauma is one where there is a clear beginning, middle, and end, and the time frame is also clear. Whether it was just a few minutes, or hours, or indeed spread over days, weeks, and even months. But in some real sense, it is one experience, and you can recall it easily, and this is painful to do, and not something you like to do. The point being that you can easily recall it. So what I want you to do now is to be settling down to listen quietly to this audio and be ready to follow what I will be asking you to do, and that you have a memory that you wish to clear, and that it can well be a powerful and disturbing experience. Or at the other extreme, it could be a quite small and slight memory, which you might be wishing to use to test out this process first. I think that makes a lot of sense. What I want you to do soon is to pause this audio for a moment so that you can activate the memory. What I mean by this is that you can go back to the memory and begin to see it in your mind's eye as a video clip, clear and visual, and that as you do this, you feel the feeling of that memory right now. Probably not with full intensity, but perhaps 50% or even 60% or 70% intensity. And so pause soon, and when the memory is activated, start it again. And if you find you cannot activate the emotion, or only by a small degree, say 20%, or that the memory is more about feelings and lacks precision, well, that's okay. No harm can come from carrying on, and you can be curious to notice what has changed when we have finished. And if there seems to be emotions arising through the rewind that you can always bail out, you don't need to try too hard, but just carry on. So pause now and restart when you are ready. We will now begin a nice relaxation, which you will find quite familiar and easy if you have been listening to my relax audios, and then we will undertake a rewind to remove all of that emotion. So let us go on a journey in your mind beginning now. You are using your imagination to find your very own safe and peaceful place. I will guide you into a relaxed state and ask you to imagine that you have in front of you a TV screen on which you can see and hear a recording of the traumatic memory. And after the rewind process, you will spend some more time relaxing deeply in your safe and peaceful place, before gently returning to being fully alert and conscious. You can, of course, stop at any time if you do not feel relaxed enough to continue. And if you are unable to complete the rewind after a few attempts because your anxiety levels are too high, you can go to my Relax suite of programs before returning. So now focus on the sound of my voice. First, you can begin to relax your body. If your eyes are not already closed, just close them gently now and begin to think about how your feet feel. Perhaps you can remember how they feel at the end of a long day, when you are finally getting a chance to take the weight off your feet, resting those legs and feeling all the muscles beginning to relax. starting with the toes, letting them loosen and wiggle a little, so that the feet can completely relax. And then that relaxing effect can begin to travel like a wave of relaxation through the ankles and into those legs, softening and smoothing out those muscles. And as that wave of relaxation travels up to the very top of those legs, I don't know whether those legs will feel lighter or heavier, or whether you will feel a completely different sensation now or later. And that wave of relaxation continues to travel right up into your body, from the legs into the lower back, so that all the muscles in the lower back just let go, letting the spine gently uncurl all the way up the back, from the lower part of the back to the middle part of the back and right to the top of the back, and spreading out across the shoulders, unlocking any tension before that wave of relaxation sweeps down into the arms, all the way down through your elbows and further down through the wrists and into the hands, right to the tips of the fingers. That's right. And then that relaxing effect between those shoulders can send another wave of relaxation into the back of the neck, softening all those muscles, as it goes right up the back of the head, over the top of the head, and down into the forehead, smoothing it out, and over the face and around the jaw, loosening all those muscles so that the teeth are just slightly apart. Then sweeping down the neck, down the front of the body and into those lungs, so you can breathe nice and steadily and freely, a little more deeply now, a little more slowly, at the rate that feels just right. Then that wave of relaxation can move down into the stomach, and any little knots of tension simply melt away before that wave of relaxation continues to move down and into those legs, through the knees and down through the ankles and into the feet, right to the tips of the toes. And you can sense that a gentle wave of relaxation that can continue to circulate around the entire body while your mind begins to go on a journey. Now, imagine that you are going down to a very special place. It is a room or space where you will feel safe and calm and ready to open up to memories so that they can be cleared and made harmless. I wonder how familiar will this room be, or how special and different. And as you begin to imagine being there, I will count down from 10 to 1. Beginning now with 10. And just drifting away from the here and now. to 9, relaxing deeper and deeper. 8, just letting any unwanted sounds fade away into the background. 7, with the here and now left far behind. And 6, halfway between here and there. 5, preparing all the senses in the body so that they are ready to experience that place. 4, and that calm, relaxing and peaceful place beginning to appear all around you. 3, getting closer and closer, relaxing deeper and deeper. And 2, almost there, and anticipating the feeling of finally arriving. 1, now in your very own special place and noticing it. Is the room large and light, or smaller and cozy? What colours can you see on the walls and the floor? How familiar are you choosing to make this special place? What objects are around your room here? Pictures, colours and shapes that are calming you. How light is it? Are there windows and the brightness coming in, or is it quiet and silent in a space that keeps you safe? If you walk around, what does it feel like under your feet? And pausing for a moment to notice what you can hear. Is it your favourite music or the sound of silence? All these sounds that you would expect to hear in that place, taking a deep breath in through the nose, thinking about what you can smell and breathing out slowly as you imagine relaxing deeper and deeper. And as you enjoy relaxing there, it's as if time itself slows down, giving you all the time in the world to enjoy a deep and relaxing rest. Now, you are relaxing deeper in that special place, and you can feel almost like being in a dream, except this is a dream that you can be in control of as you tune into the sound of my voice, and together we can prepare to enter the next stage. You see a cupboard against the wall, and as you open it, you can see a number of DVDs, and you know these all contain memories to be removed and got rid of. And you are picking one of these DVDs, that which contains the memory that you are dealing with now, and then closing the door of the cupboard. And now you can see in the far corner there is a TV screen. And you sit down in a position where you can see that screen, which at the moment is completely blank. And you can relax in front of that blank screen for a moment. There is a recorder underneath the TV. Take the DVD and insert it into the machine. And you are holding a remote control. Now imagine what it would be like if you could actually separate out from yourself and float a few feet to the side, floating sideways, and then stopping and turning to look at your body over there, and you can notice that although you can see yourself from the side, the video screen itself is now out of sight. And as you look at yourself over there, sitting calmly in front of the screen, you can see yourself pressing the play button on that machine. And although you cannot see what is being played on the screen from over where you are, you know what it is being played. Through from the beginning, middle, and to the end of the memory, after the danger has passed, and you are safe again. And you will just know when the recording has come to an end. And then you can float back into your body. And if you haven't already pressed it, you can press that pause button now. And I will pause for a few moments so you can do this. Now imagine what would happen if you pressed the fast rewind button on that recording so that you can watch the whole of that scene going backwards from the very end back to the beginning. Imagine pressing that fast rewind button now, and then you can see and hear everything going backwards, watching it from the very end all the way back, from the end to the middle, all the way through the middle, and from the middle right the way back to the very beginning. And when you reach the very beginning, just imagine pressing that pause button at the very beginning so that everything goes completely still. And I will be quiet again so you can do that. Imagine now pressing the fast forward button so that you watch everything going forwards very quickly from the very beginning, and from the beginning through to the middle, all the way through the middle and right to the very end. And as you come to the very end, imagine pressing that pause button so that the picture goes completely still. Look at that picture for a few moments at the very end of that recording after the danger has passed, and you will feel calm and relaxed again. I will be quiet again for a few moments while you do that. Now imagine floating into the screen. Be in your body in the screen, so you can relive that experience as it goes backwards. All the actions, all the sounds, until you have gone right back again to the very beginning. That is a strange thing to do, but you will find a way to do it that is right for you. You will trust the process. And do it now while I am quiet for a moment. Then after a moment, imagine seeing yourself floating out of the body and back through the video screen and into your own body, watching that recording, and look at that still picture for a few moments. Now you can do all of this again, and a number of times, until you really begin to sense that the memory is fading and changing and becoming ordinary. Into the screen, you in your body, as the memory goes backwards, and then out of the screen and watching it play through quickly. And perhaps each time you do it, the screen seems closer and you and the memory is taking up more of the screen. I will now be quiet for a couple of minutes while you do that, in your own time and in the way that seems right for you. And now you can press that stop button so that the video screen goes completely blank. Now there is another button you can press to erase that recording. Press that button now. And while that recording is being erased, imagine how your life will change when you have completely broken through that memory. What will you be noticing that is different? How curious it will be, and whether you notice the changes right away, or in a few hours, or in a day or so, you can be curious about that. And you can wonder how you will know that this trauma has been cleared. What will be different? And how will your friends and family know? In a few moments, I will count back. And you will very gently follow my voice back to the here and now, as if you are gently awakening from a deep, restful sleep. And as you become more aware of the here and now, you will keep those eyes gently closed right up until I reach one, when you will be able to open those eyes gently and in your own time. So beginning that journey back now with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And just opening your eyes now in your own time, getting ready to continue with whatever you have planned next. Do allow yourself enough time to ensure that you are fully awake and alert. And if you like, you can do some gentle stretching exercises or walk around for a little while. And do play this audio again soon, if another memory seems to you to be ready to be cleared.